We're curious as to what life is like in other big cities around America. You know, in San Francisco, they're sheltering in place. In New York, the streets are empty. What about some other big cities like, for example, Philadelphia? We thought we would eavesdrop on a program that we listen to from time to time on the all sports radio station in Philly, the Touchdown Brothers. So, Jer, if you want to bring them up, let's see if we can listen to some of their programming.
And if this doesn't guarantee a Super, the Eagles somehow all they give up is a third, a fifth this year's draft for Slay of Detroit. And they're going to have to pay him, I don't know, like $50 million or something. Yeah, but Darius Slay is exactly what the Eagles have been missing.
There's a missing part. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. This is the ticket to next year's Super Bowl, without question.
Good. Hello, Lombardi Trophy. That's all I can say.
Coming back to Philly on that one. What a deal.
Oh, man, that's some good news. And, boy, we could use some good news right now.
We could use some good news right now. It's tough out there. We
bring it back down here. We understand that the corona has affected a lot of our listeners out there. And, you know, it's a serious deal that's going on right now with the COVID.
Yeah.
Just to let the listeners know, we are practicing what the health officials are preaching here. I'm sitting about 15 feet away from Tony this morning here on the Touchdown Brothers. We're usually sitting like on a love seat together as we do the show. But right now we're sitting 15 feet away from this morning. Now, I have to be honest. It's not because of the Corona 17 or whatever.
19.
It's because your nutsack smells like a mule.
Are you saying I stink?
Good God, what's going on? Are you not showering? What's happening?
Well, no, I'm not showering. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to save the water supply.
No, you idiot. You can't get the COVID from the tap water.
How do you know that?
You get it by sex. Use your head, you smelling numb nuts.
I don't know.
Shower.
We're not supposed to shower.
Good God.
I didn't think we were supposed to shower.
Smells like a, I don't know, like a cheese shop that's turned or something.
Deal with it.
It's gone.
Deal with it, man.
Look, hey, we're at each other's throats here.
Let's calm down.
A little bit at each other's throats.
Let's calm down.
But we're all going a little stir crazy, all of us.
Yeah, I can only watch so many Hogan's Heroes reruns.
I tell you, I was just sitting on my Jets-themed couch yesterday, drinking out of my Jaworski endorsed green beer helmet.
There you go.
Love that thing. Watching some old VCRs of past Eagles victories.
Yeah.
You know, but I've run out of tapes now.
I got some you can borrow.
Yeah, but I can't go over to your place to get them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do.
But it's very serious.
Yeah, very
and we
serious
need to make sure that all our listeners know about the precautionings that you're supposed to take during this time of extreme COVID.
It's a very tough time. We're here for you, though.
We are here for
on,
you.
On WSPAR Radio.
And WSPAR will always be. What's that, Anthony?
Oh, my God.
Our producer, Anthony, out of ear here. All right, Anthony says we have a special guest on the line. This can't be real, can it? Because the whole show, we've been doing a whole show about Andy Reid's birthday, which is today. And now, Anthony, you're telling us that Andy Reid is on the line with us? Tony, are you okay?
No, my chest is killing me.
Oh, your chest is tightening up. How's your left arm feeling? Is it a tingle?
No, it's numb.
Joining us on the Barricade Hotline right now is Andy Reid. I can't believe it, Andy.
Andy.
Oh, my God. This is the first time you've ever been on our show. Andy, you're calling in unsolicited. This is wonderful.
Well, hey there, guys. I just really happy to be on with you two guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, Tony. This is Andy
Reid. He's a Super Bowl champion,
Super Bowl champ calling this because that Super Bowl is basically an Eagles Super Bowl.
This is the real Andy Reid's from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, listen to that.
Oh, my chest is tightening up.
No, yours is.
Now my chest is killing me.
What's going on?
Jeez.
Hey, Andy.
First of all, say happy birthdays to me, right?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
happy birthday,
Andy. Hey, Andy, I have a question for you. Are you aware of just how great you are?
Well, indeed, I am aware. I am a Super Bowl champion.
That's
now.
Right.
That's a big thrill for me.
That's right.
So beautiful.
It's hey,
so beautiful.
Do you feel like, in a way, since you coach them, would you settle down over there?
It's Andy freaking Reid.
I know, but settle down. Listen, Andy. Do you feel like because you won that Super Bowl and you're forever our coach, that's like a win for the Eagles a couple of months ago?
Since I'm Andy Reid's, I can answer that question. You know, I considered that a victory for the Eagles.
I knew he was going to
yes!
throw that.
We've won two of the last three Super Bowls.
That's right. Two of the last three. That's right.
So hey, Andy. Andy. This is Jimmy Amendola of the Touchdown Brothers. Will you do me a favor?
You bet.
Next time you see Patrick Mahomes, will you tell him that he's not that great? I mean, when you see him walking around and, you know, just kind of put him in his place and
it's
tell
like
him
he
that,
owns the NFL.
Yeah,
or something.
He's walking around like he owns the NFL. Just tell him that he's not that great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's my quarterbacks, and he's the only quarterbacks that helped me ever win a Super Bowl, so me, Andy Reid, really love the guy. I'm probably not going to say that to him.
Oh. Well,
okay, well,
this little awkward here. Anyway, well,
what was it like to win the Super Bowl, Andy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
There we go.
That's a real good question.
What was it like?
Hey, I got something to tell you guys. Instead of talking about winning the Super Bowls, whatever happened to that great caller that you guys have? That's Sal in South Philly. He really steals the show, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a good caller.
Yeah,
you
he's
know,
good.
Yeah, he
you
still
know,
calls in.
Up, yeah.
He still calls in from time to time.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from him today, but
Well, maybe I'm Sal's in.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I fell for it.
My God!
I totally did.
Sal, why would you do this to us? We thought it was real, Andy Reid.
We thought it was Andy Reid. What are you doing? What kind of wind up is this?
Hey, it's April Fool's. It's April 1st. I had to do that today.
It ain't April Fool's.
It's March something.
What?
Yeah.
No, today my calendar says April 1.
No. It says here it's March 19th.
March 19th.
I'm so sorry, guys. I've been sheltering in place in my mother's basement, so basically my life hasn't changed, and I guess I've lost track of the days.
That's okay. It happens. It happens. But that's a good Andy Reid, though.
He sheltered. Man, you had him down.
You nailed
that.
Calamari or whatever that guy's
name is. That was like a calamari impersonation.
Frank Calamari.
That was unbelievable. Hey, Sal, you got any message?
Guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stu's guys. I love you.
Yeah.
We love you too, Sal. We appreciate you listening to the show, Sal.
Hey, you got a message for all the listeners out there?
I got a question.
Okay. What's the question?
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Still do. Nailed it.
Coming up next, Justin Montemayor tells us about his latest endeavor, oil painting.
Okay, so a little more energy there with the Touchdown Brothers. Similar message. Let's all just get along out there. There they are, the Touchdown Brothers from Philadelphia.